Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, in the backcountry of Montana, sagging barbed wire and leaning posts mean cattle in a neighbor's pasture and bulls frolicking with neighbors' herds. And so from an early age, my father began to teach me a wisdom passed down through generations of ranchers, a tradition, how to set a post. I sit there under wisdom's house, under heaven's blue dome. Dad turns clumps of earth and sod with his shovel. And I watch the earth grow darker with the depth. I muse at all of the severed earthworms. Now, the post hole needs to be about hip deep on me, says my father. Armpit deep on you. If you don't set the post deep enough, the tension in a good tight fence will eventually pull it over. When the hole is ready, my father slides a monster pitch post into it. Now it's time to tamp. He shovels a half inch of dirt around the post, hefts his iron bar into the crevice, and begins to tamp, working the bar up and down, packing the moist earth around the post as if he was working a milk churn. Don't take any shortcuts or hurry, he warns. Don't put in too much dirt between the tamps. If a bull runs into a hurried post, it'll push right out of the ground. Oh, and halfway through all the tamping, make sure it's set straight. You don't want a crooked post. When the last shovelfuls are in place, my father lets me dance a powwow around the post. And then he stretches the barbed wire against the wood and hammers in the staples. So that by the time I am a teenager, I know this tradition cold. I can set a post on my own. My dad took full advantage of that. I've listened and I have learned old-time wisdom. Now, in many ways, life is a lot like setting a post. If you don't set your life in the right way, it will pull sideways at life's barbed wire tensions or push out of the ground when a bull of misfortune plows into it. The result? Your cows will eat the neighbor's grass and your bulls will frolic with the neighbor's cows. And so living life well requires training in the wisdom of a tradition. A wisdom passed down through generations. But let's be honest. As Americans and often as people from more evangelical or Protestant backgrounds, we are suspicious of tradition. We don't like people telling us how to set life's posts, how to live our lives. The people who founded America were breaking away from the traditions of the old world. We don't need tradition telling us how to run a country. We can do better. And Protestantism in its modern form often agrees. We don't need tradition telling us how to read the Bible. We can do it ourselves. But without tradition, the result is sagging barbed wire and leaning posts. Lives pulled sideways, pushed out of the ground. We need tradition. We need a father to once again teach us how to set posts. In our gospel reading this morning, God the Father teaches his son how to set posts. He teaches Jesus the wise way of living through Holy Spirit guided Old Testament tradition. When the awkward boy turns 12, the Heavenly Father shows him how to dig. He leads Jesus up with Mary and Joseph to the Passover feast. It's custom. It's tradition Time for the boy to take on maturity. Time to be counted and pay the temple tax. Time for listening and asking questions. Time to enter the rhythms of Israel's life and story. Time for Passover worship to transform and renew the youthful mind. And so there sits Jesus in wisdom's house under heaven's dome. Beside the other men, he soaks in his heavenly father's instructions, passed on through generations of scribes and priests. The post of your life needs to be set in Israel's festivals and temple worship. Hip deep, well, armpit deep for you. The 12-year-old listens to his father's wisdom. He puzzles and queries the priests. When they bring out flayed and carved bull for altar fire, he points and begs for answers. His father speaks wisdom through the aged priests. It is the symbol of heaven and earth joined together in wisdom's feast. A life post tamped straight, a living sacrifice. The old men raise their splutters of eyebrows at one another. He listens. He actually listens. He asks questions. He actually asks questions. This Yeshua is no sulking adolescent at the back of the crowd, folding his arms with a frown. He grows in the Father's wisdom. He listens to the traditions of the ages. Jesus' reception of traditional wisdom is immediately on display, something right out of the book of Proverbs. When his ancient parents arrive, Jesus submits to mother and father. He has listened and learned old-time wisdom. No shortcuts. Don't try to tamp all the dirt in at once. Living sacrifice. And so it is that he grows, St. Luke tells us, in wisdom and in stature with God and humanity. He can now set a post on his own. Sisters and brothers, this morning our Heavenly Father teaches us in Christ to set posts. He trains us in Holy Spirit wisdom, the wisdom of the ages passed down through generations of Christians. He transforms us through the renewing of our youthful minds. Here we sit in wisdom's house under heaven's blue dome. We sit in and with Jesus. We soak in the tradition of word and ritual. The post of your life needs to be set deep in the church's festivals and worship. Hip deep, armpit deep for you. When the priest offers bread and wine on the altar, we point, we query, and our Father speaks. It is the symbol of heaven and earth joined together in wisdom's feast, a life post set straight, a living sacrifice. Here at St. Stephen's, our Father teaches us wisdom through tradition, the Anglican tradition that stretches back through generations of Christians. Since the gospel reached the Gentile shores of Britain nearly 1900 years ago, believers have passed on a tradition of worship, prayer, Bible reading, training to set a sturdy life post. Our worship service, we're in the midst of right now, has at least three strands of apostolic tradition within it. From places like Ephesus, where St. John was, Rome, where St. Peter was, Alexandria, where St. Mark was, and possibly also the liturgy of St. James and others. Our prayer book goes back through the Benedictine monks all the way to Israel, the Psalms. Tradition is no evil. It can be evil if misused. But in and of itself, it is no evil. God uses it to transform our youthful minds so that we can learn to present our bodies as living sacrifices. And as we receive the tradition in Christ, our posts stand straight against life's barbed wire tensions and even hold their ground when rampaging misfortune plows into them. The traditional rhythms of common prayer, feast days, sermons, sacraments, these enable us to set sturdy lives, lives centered in and on Jesus Christ. This is the hard-won wisdom of the ages. Don't try to set the post that way. Don't try to live your life that way or worship in that way. We tried it. It doesn't work. Do it this way. And the only question now is, will we listen with Jesus there in the temple? Will we ask questions? Will we participate in that old-time wisdom? And so, will we learn how to set the post of our lives? God is at work. Will we listen? Listen to the tradition. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.